seventh day, they rose early at daybreak, and they marched around the city as usual, only on that day they compassed the city seven times. Now the priests were blowing the horns, the trumpets, before the army, before the Ark of the Covenant, each day that they went. But God had commanded Joshua to command the people that for those 6 days that they marched around the walls of Jericho, they were not to open their mouths. Now you got to think about something. These people inside of Jericho have heard what God did to the Egyptians. They have heard what God did to the five kings on the other side of the Jordan. And now these people that have conquered everybody that they've passed through are now marching around their walls, blowing trumpets, but not saying a word. If you listened to my message last week, I hope I got it across. The only time I'm more nervous preaching than right now is when I was preaching by myself in my office on videos, man. That's just not my thing. But the reality is, as they looked out at these people, I shared with you last week, the Lord your God will fight for you while you keep silent. You don't have to defend yourself all the time. You don't have to argue with people all the time. Just make sure you're right with the Lord and let everything else fall where it falls. How many of you know there's a lot of argumentative people in the world right now? I mean, I'm telling you. I spent the first week or two after my mom's passing trying to encourage people on Facebook, and then they got some nasty and mean. I just quit. I did. I quit. Don't need that. Now, it says in the seventh time, verse 16, when the priests had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout! For the Lord has given you the city." Now, I want to tell you something. God uses this method quite a bit. In fact, in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 21, there was a heathen king on the other side of the Jordan that was trying to get a man named Balaam, who was a prophet. He was trying to get Balaam to curse Israel. He said, "I need you to curse them, because if you do, I'll be able to beat them." And the problem was, the Spirit of the Lord came on that prophet, and he did not curse them, he blessed them. And this is what he said. He said, "He has not observed misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel. The Lord his God is with him." And listen to this. "And the shout of a king is among them." I'm here to tell you this morning, the shout of a king is among us. Would you bow your heads, please, and let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God Almighty. We thank you that you are sovereign, that you are omnipotent, that you are omnipresent, you are all-knowing and ever-seeing. And God, because you are Almighty, there is nothing out of your control or out of hand. And Lord, I thank you that as we put our trust and faith and we rest upon you and the solid rock of your word, that God, we have that peace that passes all understanding. God, the enemy of our souls, Satan himself, wishes somehow we could be cursed. Somehow something could stop the church of Jesus Christ. But the problem is there is the shout of a king among them. And Lord, we thank you for that this morning. We thank you that we have Jesus, the lover of our souls, that God has promised to guide us, protect us, watch over us, keep us, and present us before the throne of the Father. God, is a trophy of your grace and love and forgiveness. And Lord, we're glad to be in your house. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, that Lord Jesus, you're here. And Lord, we just ask that you'd walk up and down the midst of the candlestick of this church. Father, be with those that are unable to be here this morning and just touch them in a special way on this Lord's Day, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Miss Charlotte, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have a song ready? You come on up, honey. I got to stay 7 foot away from you, but you just sing your little heart out. You don't know how hard it is for me not to hug you right now. I'm going to let you use one of these. They got reverb on these, man. All right. I got the, hello.
Fantastic. Yeah. such a blessing to be back in the house of the Lord. Lord, I tell you, it's been a pull, but we're going to keep on pulling because we know who's in control. So I come up with a couple of things. But I say, we have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. We've gone through a lot in this world. So when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the Lord. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk.
Thank you. This little lady's been texting me about every week a couple times, encouraging my heart as a pastor. I love it when God places people in the church that love Jesus and love me and care enough to care. Amen. Well, amen. I hear that little one back there. Amen. That's good, because she's doing what I want you to do. I just put a, you'd be surprised how many times in Scripture the Lord tells us to shout. I want to tell you right now that most of us are way too quiet in church. Yeah. Everybody except Kylie. Where'd Kylie get to? Everybody except Kylie. Kylie is always just out there. She is exactly how you and I need to be. And I want to tell you something. We had practiced once a week the last couple weeks with the worship team. And if you think she's trying to put on some show up here, you're wrong. It don't matter if there's nobody here or 10,000 people here. She's going to be what she is. Jesus has set a fire in her heart. He's put a song and a shout down in her soul, and she don't mind sharing it with anybody. And I'm grateful for that girl. Grateful that you're here as well. So I'm going to give you a chance to shout today. What I've done, I think they did it for me, is every scripture that I'm going to read to you has the word shout in it. When I read it and I get to the word shout, guess what I want you to do? Shout! Shout! I'm tired of the world looking like the devil's got the upper hand all the time. There's a shout of a king among us. Amen? We sure need each other, though, don't we? I hope you never take church for granted again. The Bible said one day in his house is better than a thousand elsewhere. Amen. And it definitely is. Now, I had a lot of people texting me, calling me early on. Pastor Ken, when are you going to open up a church? When are you going to open up a church? I got to get back to church. Now, the strange thing about that is most of those people were people that either don't come normally or don't come half the time when we are having church. Pray for them. Pray for them. I got about 20 or 30 unsaved people. First week or two, they're on Facebook. Pastor Ken, when the church opens up, we're coming. I said, God's taking names and so am I. I'm going to be calling you. Now, I was half afraid to call them this morning because I wasn't sure who was going to show up and who wasn't and how much room we're going to have, but we're going to get them here. I'm going after them. Amen. I hope you got some you're going after too. But I want to read some scriptures to you because I can tell you right now, this is the quietest world you are ever going to live in. If you're one of these, you know, frozen, chosen, stuff dyed in the wool, you know, strict church people that don't want anybody making any noise or, you know, making any ruckus, you're going to be shocked out of your mind when you get to heaven. The Bible tells us that in hell, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth and some of the most hateful stuff that you have ever thought of or dreamed of is going to be going on, but it's going to be loud. But it tells us in heaven that there is going to be praise and worship and singing and music that is going to be thunderous like waterfalls. I've been in churches worshiping before, like Kylie worships, and I've been in churches that don't worship like that, and I've got done worshiping and turned around, there's 20 people standing there with their eyeballs this big around, their mouth hanging open, look like a deer caught in the headlights. And I'm thinking, my Lord, when you get to heaven, you are going to be shocked out of your mind. There are going to be people standing there going, really? Because God wants us to worship from the very depth of our being. The first sermon I preached when online, in case you didn't get to listen to it, it was entitled, Why God May Have Shut the Church Door. Because I don't know if you know this or not, in case you didn't get to hear it, but in the Old Testament, when people came half-hearted, half-worship, really didn't care about the things of God, just showed up and went through the motions, God himself, and that's the scripture I use, I said, God himself said, shut the doors, quit singing, get rid of the instruments. He said, I am sick of this. And I'm telling you like I did then, God is saying something to the church. The world's lost. God, are they lost? In fact, I was getting a little bit depressed about it. And the other night, my wife and I said to her, I said, man, I don't know. I said, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then a documentary came on of the 60s on the History Channel. And I said, nope, it ain't the craziest thing I've ever seen. I lived through that. I said, they're just doing the same old stuff they always do. Just, you know, the world is lost. They're lost and they're filled with bitterness and they're filled with hatred. And, you know, we can fix every problem that's out there right now. They'll find something else to hate each other and divide about. The only thing that changes that is Jesus in the heart. Jesus in the heart. You know why? Because the Bible said you are bound by the flesh nature. You are a slave of the devil before you get saved. You say, well, I didn't think I was that bad. You are. You are. And without Jesus inside of you, you can't fix people from the outside in. We've been trying for thousands of years. It doesn't work. The only thing that's going to change any of them is the same thing that changed you. Jesus Christ down in your heart. And you get him down in your heart, you love everybody. You love even your enemies. You do good to those that hate you, despitefully use you and abuse you so that you'll be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. Amen. But I tell you, I think what God's saying to the church is, church, you better wake up. You better quit playing, church, because the world is kind of coming down around our heads. And he's sifting. The enemy is trying to sift us as wheat is what he's doing. How you married people getting along? You've been shut in a while. Thank God we got Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you. You know, he's put us in the crucible is what he's done. He's put us in the crucible and said, now how are you going to act in the midst of all this? You still love me? You still love everybody? You still going to serve me? You still going to do the will of God? All right, you ready to do some shouting? All right, I know you haven't been here for a while, but I don't want to keep you all day. Psalm 81 verse 1 says, sing joyfully to God, our strength, and shout happily to the God of Jacob. Psalm 95, 1 said, come, let's sing joyfully to the Lord. Let's shout happily to the rock of our salvation. Jeremiah 31, 7 said, this is what the Lord says, sing a happy song about Jacob. You didn't lose the victory through all this, did you? Oh, okay, good. Sing a happy song about Jacob. Sing joyfully for the leader of the nations. And shout, sing praise, and say, oh Lord, rescue your people, the remaining few from Israel. This was at a time when Israel was being judged and old King Nebuchadnezzar was coming in to carry everybody away. And God said, if you really love me, just keep on shouting. I'm going to take care of you. You know, when I was preaching that sermon the other week, I thought, dear Jesus, don't let this be. In the Bible, when Israel wouldn't serve God and Israel was playing games and playing church, God sent Nebuchadnezzar in to carry him away captive. And he said, you were supposed to be keeping my Sabbaths and you wouldn't do it. You were supposed to be letting the slaves go free on the year of Jubilee. You were supposed to be letting your fields rest and have Sabbath. You didn't do it for 70 years. Well, guess how long I'm going to let you be in captivity so I can let the land rest and have its Sabbath. When this whole thing started, I was reading, I said, oh, Lord, please, no. Not 70 years, you know. How many of you know there's a lot of people playing church? I'm talking about church people. I'm not talking about lost people. I'm talking about church people playing church. Yeah. Psalm 66, 1 said, say it with me, shout joyfully, joyfully to the God of all the earth. Psalm 81, verse 1 said, sing for joy to God our strength, and I doubled up one, joyfully to the God of Jacob. Psalm 95, 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. You know, when I was reading that scripture a couple weeks ago about how God said shut the doors and quit the music, I got to thinking about how I'm probably preaching to the ones that ain't here, probably. But I got to thinking about how many times we stand up on this platform as worship leaders and we are pouring our hearts out before the Lord and trying to honor him and bless him with a sweet-smelling savor of our songs. And I thought about how many people stand in church while we're doing that. They didn't sing my song. That ain't the one I like. Help me, Lord. I think that's one of the reasons it took me so long to get started preaching online. I said, Lord, if I go off on them now, I'm going to explode on them. Psalm 98:6 said this, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Psalm 145, 7 said, they shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant greatness and will shout joyfully of your righteousness. We need to do more shouting. See, I figured you've been quarantined long enough. You need to get some of this out. Now, I don't want you to keep smacking the wall and throwing stuff at home. I want you to just get it out. Get it out. Happy birthday, Pandora. And Debbie back here. I don't usually do that because now all of you want me to announce your birthday, right? But this is a special time. Except, all right, that's one of the deacon's wives back here giving me her birthday. Let's give a hand and a shout for the deacons and their wives. They helped you get into church today. They have been taking care of you all along the way. It's good to have them this morning. Our parish nurses, did you get your temperature checked today? You're good? Of course you are. You wouldn't be in here if you wasn't. I asked them earlier last week when we were trying to plan everything, I said, well, what temperature do you cut it off? And one of them who does it all the time in a dentist office, they said, our cutoff's 104. I said, you ought to be hallucinating by then, I would think. I wouldn't imagine you could drive in the parking lot if you were doing that. But anyway, we're trying our best to take care of everybody. One of the things I've figured about the coronavirus is if your life has been touched by it and you've lost somebody and somebody's sick, you're wanting to take all the precaution you can. If you're like most of us, thank God, and it's not touched, you're like, man, it's a conspiracy. The government's getting us. I got news for you. If the government wanted to get us, they could get us a long time ago. And it isn't just our government, people. It's the whole world. Thank God people have not died next to you. But there are hundreds of thousands of people that have died all over the world. So just take life seriously. I tell you something else. I told myself I wasn't going to get into all this, but I am. What if there was nothing to nothing, but it could save one person for you to do what they ask? Do you realize we serve a God who, when Christianity came to birth in this world, it was thrown to the lions. It was thrown in the Colosseums. People had to watch their children be devoured by lions and be faithful to God. And we ask you to put a mask on and to do a little bit of something to try to protect everybody else, and you act like, phew, kids, grow up. Grow up. Just do whatever you got to do to help whoever. It ain't going to kill you, I promise you. That's right. What if God really did ask something of us? Because, see, that's another thing I think he's trying Christians' hearts. What if you were in communist China and you were having to hide down in the basement somewhere with one little page of the Bible? You going to make it? You going to be able to stay Christian and walk with God? All right, I'll get off. I've done upset some of you already. I can tell by looking at you. Put your mask on. I won't know. Zephaniah 3:14 says, sing happily, people of Zion, and shout loudly, Israel. Celebrate and rejoice with all your heart, people of Jerusalem. I'm sharing this because this is how we are supposed to come to church, and it's how we're supposed to worship, and it's supposed to be our heart and our attitude before God. And it can be if we live and walk and move in Him. Psalm 69:30 says this, let me shout God's name with a praising song. Let me tell His greatness in a prayer of thanks. Psalm 97:12 said, so God's people, they shout praise to God. They give thanks to our holy God. Psalm 98:4 said, shout! Thank you. Shout your praises to God, everybody. Let loose and sing. I love this. This message about strike up the band. Amen. We had to practice for a couple weeks, partly not just to get music ready, but partly just to get some of that energy out. I thought we were going to lose it. The first time we got together, I thought everybody's going to just levitate right off this stage somewhere, man. When you are a worshiper, when you are someone who praises God, and then you get quarantined and shut up for a while, man, there's a lot to let loose. Psalm 119:164 said, seven times each day I stop and shout. What are you going to do when you go home? Shout! Seven times a day I stop and shout praises for the way you keep everything running right. How many of you have been blessed during the quarantine? I told my wife one day, I said, I feel like a politician. I'm sitting home doing nothing and the government's sending me money. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. God takes care of his people. I don't care what's going on in the world. And see, the thing is, even when Israel was being judged back there, you know what God did? Everybody that was faithful to him, after he drug everybody else off and made slaves out of them, King Nebuchadnezzar, he took the poor of the land. He took the people that were faithful to him but didn't have nothing. The people they wouldn't take care of and the people they wouldn't feed, the orphans and the widows, he sent them back into Jerusalem to take care of everything, living in big houses all them rich people had. That's what he did. That's the God that we serve. He said, you wouldn't take care of the poor, I'm going to make slaves out of you and I'm going to send the poor back in and let them live in your houses. Your big sealed houses. The world's going to hell in a basket. It is pretty bad out there. But serve God and be faithful to God, and he'll take care of you. He'll put a shout in you that you can shout seven times a day and say, thank God, the mountains may be falling into the sea, but my God reigns in my life, and he is taking care of me and meeting every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He is. I don't know how people live today without being saved and walking with God and having the promises of God and the word of God and having his favor and blessing on your life. Psalm 135:3 said, shout hallelujah, it says. You know, that's the only word that is pronounced the same way in every single language on the face of the planet. The word hallelujah. It's the same in every language. And the Bible said that every nation, tribe, tongue, color, background, whatever, are going to stand one day before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and bow down before his throne. And we're going to get up and we're going to shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to our God. That's what it means. Man, if you didn't have any other reason to get saved, you ought to get saved for that reason. Who could have done that but God? Give us one word that you can speak all over the planet in any language. It's the same. Praise be to God. Oh, people ask me sometimes, they said, do you think everybody's heard about Jesus? I said, man, the mountains and the rocks are crying out. The creation is crying out. God himself is crying out. He's begging people not to go to hell and doing everything he can. If you don't see God, it's because you don't want to see God. It's because you have knocked down every stop sign in your path to get to hell. It's hard to go to hell. God sent his son. He loved you. He put everything he could in front of you. He speaks to you when you're drunk. He speaks to you when you're high. He speaks to you when you're straight. He speaks to you when you're being good. And he speaks to you when you're being bad. And you're going to stand before him one day and say, well, Lord, I didn't know. He's going to say, oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. Brings me to my next verse. Thank God. His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. I said his anger is for a moment. God ever get mad at you? He's been mad at me a few times. He's let me know. I didn't do it on purpose, but I've done some things. And he's like, ah, 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 ah. Thank God when you hear his voice and you turn and you do what's right, his favor is for a lifetime. The scripture says weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Amen. You know, some people are afraid to even say that God might be upset with the church, because if we say that, we think, he might be upset with me, Brother Steve. But I tell you, we got to make sure. If you don't do anything else during this time, man, make sure you get alone with God and say, God, like the psalmist did, God, search my heart, search my soul, search every part of my being, God. And if there's anything in me that's displeasing to you, help me to get it under the blood and help me to get it ready. You know, one of the reasons so many lost people are volunteering to come to church, they're always asking me, Pastor Ken, you think this is the end of the world? I said, it's coming. I said, I don't know for sure if this is it, but it's coming. And you better get ready. You better get ready. You better be ready. Jesus said, I'm going to come in an hour and a time that you think not. He said, just like they were in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and giving in marriage and just doing the same old stuff they always do. He said, I am going to come. And you need to be ready. I like Psalm 33:3. It says, sing to him a new song. You know what that means, don't you? Nothing. Pastor looks at his watch. Absolutely nothing. It don't mean nothing. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. But let all those that take refuge in thee, Psalm 5:11 said, rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Charlotte, I've been so sick a couple times as a Christian that I thought I was going to die, and a couple times I wanted to die. But I said, thank God he watches over me. And devil, the worst you can do to me is take my earthly life. And after you've done that, you can't touch nothing else. He defends us. We can be joyful in his name. It don't matter what's going on in the world. Psalm 47:1 said, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Do it. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. And shout. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We're still the head, not the tail. You know that, don't you? We are still the salt of the earth. Jesus said, if you weren't around as a Christian right now, this earth wouldn't be worth the dunghill, in his words. You're still a light, a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. You are still God's child in this earth, in the midst of all this. Judges 7:18, and I'm getting close to finishing. Not there, but I'm getting close. He says, you men surround the enemy camp, and I and all the men with me will blow the trumpets. How many of you know who that is? Gideon. He said, when we blow our trumpets, you blow your trumpets too. And then shout these words for the Lord and for Gideon. You know, the devil's mad you're here shouting this morning. He wanted to take the shout right out of you and me. He really did. 1 Chronicles 16:32. Let the sea and everything in it shout for joy. Let the fields and everything in them be happy. See, one of the reasons I thought God might let us just let things rest a while. You see how beautiful it is out there with all that, without all that carbon monoxide, and without all that traffic, and with all the... Looks pretty nice outside, doesn't it? I mean, the skies are just as blue as they can be, and the clouds are just as gorgeous as they can be, and the sunsets, and I can't help think God's sitting up here saying, man, I should have put them in time out earlier. Let them see what I can do in the earth and what nature can do. I say that because he said, let the fields and everything in them be happy. Let the trees shout for joy and sing songs to the Lord. This whole creation worships the God who made it. Psalm 98:4, he said, everyone on earth, shout with joy. Thank you. Shout with joy to the Lord. Start singing happy songs of praise. I'm going to ask the worship team, come on back up right now, because we're going to do a little bit, and then we'll let you go. Zephaniah 3:14 said, Jerusalem, sing and be happy. Israel, shout for joy. Jerusalem, be happy and have fun. Are you having any fun during quarantine? I was wee bowling for a while, but Carla kept beating me, so I quit. And then we both had to quit because we were tearing our arms up. Revelation 7:10 said they were shouting with a mighty shout, salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. We're going to do King Glory too, I think, in closing. Revelation 19:1, you can stand. After this I heard what sounded like a mighty shout of a great crowd in heaven exclaiming, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Salvation and glory, splendor and majesty, and power, dominion and authority belong to our God. I told you, heaven's going to be a loud place. I've had young people tell me if it's too loud, you're too old. I want to be ready when I get to heaven. And last but not least, it says, after that I heard what sounded like the shout of a vast throng, like the boom of many pounding waves, and like the roar of terrific and mighty peals of thunder. How many of you have been to Niagara Falls? Loud, ain't it? It's loud. Exclaiming, hallelujah, praise the Lord, for now the Lord our God, the omnipotent, the all ruler reigns. Glory to God. God is still on the throne, has been, always will be. Amen.